happy hour of Code Week, teachers. This week, our sponsor is a new tool, Metaverse. I'm using this tool in my classroom for my students to program in augmented reality and also to do augmented reality breakout boxes. Stay tuned at the end of the show to learn more about this free tool. Hello, remarkable teachers. We're counting down the top 15 episodes of the 10-Minute Teacher for 2017. Today is Monday, December 11th, and episode number 15 for the year out of 205 episodes, Five Ways to Help At-Risk Children Succeed with Basil Marin.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
Today, we're talking with Basil Marin about five ways to help at-risk children succeed. What an important topic, Basil, and how do we start?
When we look at the five ways to help at-risk kids, again, we must think about what is the best way to reach these kids. These children have been in many different, they've grew up in different ways from you as a teacher, and they just need to know that you care. So I love the quote that students don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And so for me, the five topics that I'd like to cover today, first starting off with belief. You have to believe in yourself. And then also understand that other people are going to believe in you as well. And that will push you towards your destiny.
We have a saying in our family, you got to believe if you're going to receive. And, you know, if you look at Hattie's research, teacher expectations are right up there at the top of the list. Isn't it hard sometimes, though, to look at kids and adjust our belief about what we believe they can do? What are some things we should believe about them to help us adjust that attitude?
So one of the first things is you have to understand that student's interest. So sitting down and having a conversation with them about, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, what are some of your challenges? What are some of your areas that you're really good at? And just kind of learning the student first. You have to know where they are before you can take them to where they need to be. And so just that belief and, you know, okay, I also was a struggling learner as well. We can work together. And that's what really helped me in the classroom as a teacher is kind of bringing myself down from this pedestal and saying, hey, I'm on the same level as you. And I just want to help you get to where you need to be successful. So just having that belief and powerful, positive conversation.
What's our second?
All right. So the second is relationships. Relationships are key. I mean, again, I think every educator should listen to the TED Talk by Dr. Rita Pearson. Relationships just help form everything in the school and positive school culture and moving things forward.
I say this all the time on the podcast, so all the listeners are probably tired of hearing it, but you got to relate before you can educate, don't you?
There it is. That's the main ingredient.
Okay. What's our third?
So the third is you must have a vision and set realistic goals. I think for me, you know, at a very young age, I was always goal oriented and I knew where I wanted to go. And that's just helped me to propel through my career as an educator. So we must then model that for our students and help them understand, okay, we want to get out of high school and then we want to graduate. And then are we going to go to a trade school? Are we going to go to college? What are your next steps? But they also, the next important part is they have to be realistic.
So Basil, you know, I've heard some educators say, well, that child, it's not realistic for that child to go to college. Now, is that what you mean by realistic or what do you mean?
When I say realistic, there's kind of a different layers to it. So we know if you're a great teacher, you'll know your kids. So for some kids, we do understand that, okay, them going to college might not be for them. So then that's when you have to implore other ideas in terms of trade school. You still have to give them a craft to be good at. And then some kids are your struggling learners, like myself. Talk a little bit about my experience. I struggled in school, but I still had someone that believed in me. And my goal was to go to college. I was a little hesitant, but they believed in me and they helped me to get the extra cushion to get to college. So you still have to go back to that first initial thing I talked about. Belief, and you have to believe in the kids and tell them you can do it. The supports are here. We can get you what you need. So it can go both ways.
Okay. What's our fourth?
The fourth one is professional development. I think it is very key to always be in a position of growth, always wanting to better yourself. So you can do that by reading books. And I have three good books that I've read, From Good to Great, from Jim Collins, Start with the Why from Simon Sinek, and Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck. And those books, those will help you as an educator to take your skills to the next level. Also going back to school, earning a higher degree, or listening to podcasts like this to just help you to understand and formulate your sense of what it takes to be a good educator.
Yes. And you know, all professional development is personal. I mean, my strategy is innovate like a turtle 2 to 3 times a week. I take 15 minutes and learn something new. And a lot of times it is through podcasts because I'm really, really busy. But we have to decide we're going to do that. We can't wait for somebody to schedule our PD for us. Okay, what's the fifth?
The fifth one is find a solid mentor. And I think this is another one of those key things that really helped me to achieve my success at such a young age. Is that you want to find someone who is where you want to be and just glean and take from them as much as you can. Just be around them, go to conferences with them, sit down and have personal conversation, either informal or formal, and just kind of pick their brain about how did they get to where they were. And they, if it's a great mentor, they want to teach you everything they can to help you to get to where you need to be.
Yeah, and the old saying goes, don't wait for somebody to take you under their wing. Find somebody amazing and climb up under it yourself.
There it is. There it is.
All of these things are about helping at-risk kids. But what about the challenges emotionally on a teacher? Because, you know, hurting people hurt people. And sometimes it can be emotionally challenging for a teacher to work with kids who are at risk.
Right, right. So again, part of that goes back to that personal development. So listening to podcasts like this will give you certain strategies to help these at-risk students. And again, I think it all comes back to you have to start with your why as an educator. Why did you get into education in the first place? And the thing is for student achievement, student development. So those students who are in the rougher places and have more turmoil or emotional things they have to go through, that just means you need to develop a stronger relationship with that student and get to know the deep crevices of who they are so that you can bring them up out of those situations to help them to reach the general curriculum and to be successful academically. And so sometimes it just means you have to hear that student out, practice active listening when they come in the door. And they might tell you about what happened at home or happened over the weekend. And you're just being a listening ear, and building that relationship will help you to be successful as a teacher. So understanding the kids, I believe, is the first step. I think the second step is you have to model for those kids what it means to be a good person. You might be the first positive person they've seen and they want to be like and they want to emulate, but you have to show them how to do that. And then I think, again, going back to that belief and saying this is where you started from, this is where your mom and dad, you know, have come from. But you can pull yourself out of that and change your trajectory, change your future. But as we talked about early in the podcast, that's up to you. And you have to want to be that agent of change for yourself. But I'm here to help you as your teacher and as an educator in this room.
Okay, Basil, as we finish up, you say something in your work. Failure is not a dead end. Give us a 30-second pep talk as teachers about how failure can't be a dead end for us or our students.
Yeah, so I think failure is just an opportunity to look at the situation again and do it again more brilliantly. And so as educators, we have to understand that it is our job to reach all of our students in the classroom. So if a student is not getting what you're teaching, again, you need to think about a different way to reteach that lesson, a different way to get it to the students. So I want you all to understand that I am a product of a great teacher understanding that I needed the extra support and help. And they were able to help me to understand that, you know, we'll get this a different way. You're not slow. You're not dumb. I just need to teach it to where you are. So I want all educators to understand that all students are reachable. It takes time, patience, and relationships. And so if you're able to do that, you'll be able to reach those at-risk kids. And one day the at-risk kid will come back to you and say, Mr. So-and-so, Ms. So-and-so, thank you so much for what you did for me. Now I am, you know, the vice president of this company. I'm in college. I'm doing certain things. And I had the pleasure to do that with my teacher in 9th grade. I was able to call her up the last week and say, you know, I'm a new assistant principal of Churchill High School. And that was a product of what she did for me way back in 9th grade.
I love it that you went back and you thanked her. And that is remarkable. I think we as teachers need to go back and thank our previous teachers. I was actually just mentioned in a Georgia Tech magazine talking about my favorite professor who's now in his 90s, just having that relationship and going back and saying, thank you for what you did. Because that's the kind of currency that we need to pay each other as teachers, because we are transformed when we have amazing teachers and we transform kids every day.
And that's what we do. Again, that should be our mission and vision. And again, students are going to come to you and say, I can't do this. And as an educator, it is your job to say, hey, let's remove that apostrophe. Let's move that T and make it I can. And that's what you do as an educator. You help the student in a different way and have belief in them and let them know that anything's possible through hard work and determination.
Metaverse is an augmented reality tool that my students are using to program. It's simple and free too. But many teachers are using Metaverse as augmented reality breakout EDU activities. These breakout activities are already made and ready for your students to experience. Download the Metaverse app today or go to coolcatteacher.com/AR to learn how to make the magic happen in your classroom. Metaverse is an incredible app and tool for you to use and try this week for Hour of Code.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.